Billy, it was a tight run thing. You must be incredibly proud of the team.
Hugely, hugely. To push this, to push Walsall so hard over two full, you know, over two games, and I think we asked a lot of questions of them, and like I say, well done to Walsall. You know, when it takes a ricochet off two players, and a little bit of fortune, and that's the only goal in the two ties, you know you've done okay. I think the players were magnificent, all of them. We just talked about in there, not just the people who started, the people who've come off the bench in games, but that's what we're asking for of these lads, and we are a real squad, and I've said that before, they're a real team unit. People are disappointed probably because they haven't started, but every single player has been magnificent.
And we could dissect the game, and as a manager you'll look back and you'll say that was a mistake, that wasn't great, but the effort, the desire, the determination, everybody put everything in.
Yeah, and so they should.
but
so they should. You know, I'm not being flippant about it, but so they should, because that gets lost in the game now. That gets lost. But the people, look, you've seen our teams play for a long while now. You've come to games for a long time. If you're not prepared to give that, you don't play, do you? For me, you don't play. It doesn't matter how talented you are or what qualities you've got. You have to be a certain type to play for me, and that's getting lost in the game. But the players were fantastic tonight. They have worked. You know, you see Harry Perrett, you know, use H as an example. You see Harry Perrett, he can barely move, you know. The referee put 6 minutes up and it should have been 10. But we can talk all day long about that subject. But he's literally crawling. But this is what you have to give, and this is what the carrot was at the end of the game. We knew it was. Unfortunately, we've just not quite got there. We just needed a break. In both the games, we just needed a break. We needed a break.
I was just going to say, there's nothing in it in either game, really. It was so tight. And like you say, they've just had that one lucky break. It's ricocheted. And I've just said to Josh Claxton, 9 times out of 10,
he'll
fall. He goes somewhere else. But on this occasion...
Well, look, what I will say about Walsall is, what I will say from the players, from their players' point of view, absolutely fantastic from their players. The attitude of their... The when we played the two games, they looked a real honest bunch. They went toe to toe with us physically. They have some real, I mean, they're bigger than us. You know, we don't often say that at times, but physically they were bigger than us. Great athletes, and people might say, of course they should be, but what I will say, the spirit the game was played in was unbelievable. Both they just went toe to toe. There was no falling about. That's creeping into our league now. It crept in two, three games ago when we played. Players throwing themselves on the floor, trying to get free. There was nothing in that case. Both games. I have no idea how we've got how these 10 bookings tonight. I have absolutely no idea, and that is the biggest disappointment of the tie, is when you see the way the referee ref the first game, and the way the referee ref this game. You would think that the rule book had been ripped up and the rules were totally different. But this is the inconsistencies. And for a game tonight, yes, losing the game, but that was only the only downside to it.
Really tight, as I mentioned, just one goal in two games. To have played a Football League side, kept one clean sheet and lost the other one 1-0. Bear in mind, these put two against Notts County.
Well, we gave them, I mean, look, I watched the Notts County game and we gave them a more difficult tie than Notts County did. And Notts County are a wonderful side, by the way. Jesus, they took us apart in pre-season. I mean, took us apart in pre-season. They know they've been in a game for two games. They know they've been in a game for two games.
And the fans could tell as well.
Yeah, well, just, I mean, you could see how edgy the supporters were getting, couldn't you? I mean, look, you know, before you put the board up, you could see how edgy their supporters was. You know, when the big fella, you know, the big nine, who was fantastic, by the way, when he's holding the ball up in the corner flag, you know, you haven't even reached injury time, you know you're doing something right.
Well, they got three bookings from, I mean, the sixth minute when the goal goes in, and then there's bookings all the way through for time wasting.
Yeah,
they were
running
the clock down from...
I don't have any issues for that. I don't, because it's a part of the game and people won't like me saying that, but I don't have any issues for that.
It's your respect to you, though, that they were doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. The only thing we didn't get out of that was 6 minutes, because the boy was on the floor, an injury, and he was on the floor for 4 minutes alone. there was subs, there was time wasting, there was, where do you get, it's, but these are the inconsistencies we talk about. But like I say, Walsall deserve a lot of credit as well. The way their players approach the game and the honesty from themselves, we can only commend it. And that's why the two games were really, really hard fought.
One final word has to go to the supporters. Sold out the Impact. There was over a quarter of the attendance day was Alfreton.
Which what was the
just
attendance, by the way?
2,100 and something, right. 360-odd Alfreton.
Yeah, I mean, unbelievable. The support has been fantastic throughout the FA Cup, but it's been growing. It's been growing in the league games, and long may it continue. You know, that at the end tonight, we're all disappointed, the fans, but the fans have been superb. Superb throughout this FA Cup run, and long may it continue. And hopefully, what we're looking for now is that they come to the league games, they come and support the lads. The atmosphere this season has been building up from day one. We're getting some new faces through the gate. We're getting some younger lads through the gate. They're starting to be really noisy. And we come down the slope, and it's like there's a real noise in that end. And long may it continue, and hopefully they've seen what an honest football club we are. That's the thing that, you know, we don't, I've said many, many, many times before, we don't get the credit, the players don't get the credit for what they achieved last season when they got in the playoffs. They don't get the credit for being good footballers, which they are. It's usually all about just Lundy's long throw and we go back to front and all this nonsense that and I've said before, it makes some of the teams in our league, the big teams that spend awesome amount of money, it makes them feel better when we roll them over. But hopefully from our fan base point of view, it'll grow, and hopefully people will be there on Saturday for Blyth, and hopefully, like I've said, it's a huge game, Blyth, hopefully we can pick up the 3 points and get ourselves moving back up the table.